Hi everyone, welcome to Girl Code.
Hello everybody, welcome back.
Welcome.
Another fabulous, glistening, sunshine-filled, happiness to the brim, serotonin week.
Another day, another slay. Sorry.
I hate us
so much.
I don't even know what I just said, but it's all the things I need.
No, truly.
Ending at serotonin.
No, serotonin is at the top of the list.
Who's Sarah?
What?
So, and you say Sarah who?
Serotonin.
Yeah, then I say serotonin. I've lost her.
That's funny. I actually really like
I just completely butchered that joke, but yeah.
Okay, cute. All right. Well, cool. Anywho, welcome back. How are we?
Yeah, really good. It's a Monday and we did say we will never record on Mondays anymore.
Well, hang on. Tuesdays. This is the last Monday.
Yes.
This is our last Monday record because we start now on Fridays moving forward. So do we know what that means?
Yeah.
The vibes are going to be so much better.
It also means... This is our third official date change, which is...
Look, we're just figuring things out, okay?
3 years, three date changes.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Every season has a different date.
Our moods fluctuate as the years go on. And do you know really? What? 2023, I'm not recording on a Monday or a Tuesday.
No.
Ever again. We're moving to Fridays with a...
Tuesday upload.
Tuesday upload.
Yeah. So mark your calendars.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday morning or afternoon.
Again, that depends on the weekend I had before.
It depends on the situation, but moving forward, it'll be a Tuesday upload.
Yes. I just think, you know, change it up a little bit.
Change is good. I feel like when we listen to podcasts, we normally listen at the start of the week.
Yes. Thursday, I don't really need much. I'm already nearly through my week. I'm fine. I can get through.
Friday, I'm listening to bangers.
It's music time.
It's music, yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, I am looking for A Will to Live. And should that be my favorite podcast?
Girl Code.
Girl Code. I will never listen to. But other people, you know, listen to it. For me, it's my other podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like I consume more at the start of the week.
Yeah, me too. Monday, Tuesday, especially, I think, is the day to listen.
Like Thursday, I'm like, inspired. I don't care.
Fridays, bangers.
I'm never listening to someone's podcast on a Friday.
Listen to our playlist that we made.
Yeah.
What have we been doing?
What did you do this
what
week?
What have we been doing?
What did you do?
I went away last week.
Beautiful.
My beautiful getaway. That was very nice. We went to, it was like inland 3 hours,
right?
4 hours. Close to Mudgee.
Right.
A little bit south of Mudgee, I think.
Okay.
It was very nice. We did like a little wine tasting, stayed in a cabin, read my book by the fire. It was very wholesome. It was like,
sounds so good.
I know. It was like, you know, like dream time with like your boyfriend. Like when I think about like a dream date, that's like a little getaway.
Like a little bit secluded.
Secluded.
Red wine flowing.
Red wine.
Having sex.
Yes.
We spoke about that last week, how when you see someone, you know, hotel stay okay with your boyfriend, it's like, dude, oh, you guys want to fuck. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
here.
And like I just feel like it just gets a little bit like weird when you go away.
No, it's because you have
it's a little
no...
bit intense.
Well, like, okay, I think the things that hinder sex in a relationship is like stress.
Totally.
It's like work, it's personal problems.
You're in the same routine at home.
You know. Yeah. So when you go away, not stressed.
Dude, absolutely.
There's no routine.
No.
There is no worries in the world. No work.
Uh-huh. And also,
obviously,
this
you're
is
horny.
Why I feel like as well, I was saying like the getaway, like inland secluded place is like the dream because it's just like, it's just you guys.
Yeah, just you and the wolves.
You and the wilderness.
Well, I don't even think we have wolves here, but yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was a really good time.
I just spilled coffee on the couch. So now the podcast is ruined and the vibes are over because Maddie's about to combust.
I'm literally sitting here like...
Like if you think
oh,
there's tension
my...
between us now.
Suddenly we hate each other. You know how girls are always like they actually secretly hate each other? Like about
yeah.
like dynamic duos, that's us. But it's true. I do hate her. So then my weekend was very... Namaste vibes. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything. I think I spent like the whole day at home on Saturday. And then Sunday I did a workout class, got some coffee. It was very wholesome.
That's nice though.
Yeah. No, it's, I'm really loving the wholesome weekend right now. I think we spoke about that last week, but yeah, snaps.
Snaps.
I'm on my wellness, in my wellness era.
That's good.
Yeah.
Pop off.
Thank you, darling. How was your weekend?
Wholesome vibes, Friday night in. You know how it be. That. I'm on the order. I'm eating good.
What are we eating right now?
Oh, cacio e pepe is definitely the flavor of like the month for me. Stunning. I have an addiction.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Is this the place you were telling me about last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
That's what I'm craving all the time, but it takes an hour to get to me. So
okay.
Last night, very rando, I'm also addicted to Indian food. A new Indian.
That is, I have never seen you go to like an Indian restaurant before.
Right?
Or like get Indian food. That's different. I didn't expect
I used
that.
To really like it when I lived at home. Mm-hmm. Like back in the day, we'd always order Indian. And then when I stopped eating meat, I know culturally, like they don't eat a lot of meat, so I'm not sure why. I probably should have gone the other way and eaten more Indian food, but I loved butter chicken. That was my thing. Of course it was. Mm-hmm. Australian who loves Indian food. So I stopped eating it. Now, Reflare, this new shop opened up near my house and it is so good. I've had it like
a veggie korma?
No, I actually got
up. What do you get?
Okay, this is so random. I don't know if it's just the shop I went to or if this is like a known thing.
Yeah.
Butter prawn. It is butter chicken sauce with prawns.
Yum.
It is so good.
Unreal. And the rice that they do is always so good too.
The saffron rice.
Oh, and you get the bread.
The garlic naan.
Oh, the naan bread.
The cheesy garlic naan. I know.
Now I really want Indian food. I haven't had Indian food in years.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I had a vegetable korma. I had like a little dal thing going on. But last night it was butter prawn. So that's what we're eating right now. Butter prawn.
Stunning. Love that. Oh, I'm hungry now.
I know. Should we go get Indian?
Yeah. I'm actually so keen for some Indian food.
But apart from that, I had 2 weeks sober off the juice.
Wellness era.
Wellness era. And then this weekend I went on a little double date that did get a little bit zesty, you know.
But not too zesty.
It wasn't my normal level of zest.
And I think I feel like that's good that you, like, didn't go all the way.
Until 5 a.m.
Yeah. Like, it's a healthy amount of zest.
Do you know what? Fun. I think I went a little bit further than I wanted to at this point in my journey, but I'm still proud of myself for not going as far as I used to.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, somewhere in the middle. I now have another
learning experience.
2 weeks off, and then I go to Bali. And then, look, I'm not promising anything in Bali.
Bali.
But you also, I feel like I don't go that far in Bali because I'm scared of like falling off a scooter, getting spiked, dying anywhere. That's not my like.
I've been seeing a lot of people have like methanol
poisoning in Bali.
In Bali.
I don't know what the fuck methanol poisoning is.
It's alcohol poisoning. So they make homemade alcohol or whatever they do to make it cheaply.
Oh, shit.
And they do it wrong. And in Bali, it's like very common because it's like very cheap. And then you get it and like you. Like, die.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you die. I don't know if you die. I don't know.
I don't.
But it's, like, really bad.
Oh, my God. That is terrifying.
Mm.
Okay. Right. Thanks. Maybe prepackaged drinks is the move when you're not too sure.
Yeah. I think I am convinced. John doesn't think so. He was there with me. He was like, you had Bali belly. But I swear I had mild methanol poisoning when I was there. Because I was throwing up consistently for, like, 12 hours. But
oh
I didn't,
my God.
Like, have the other. And with Bali belly, which is like normally the end that you get, right?
Your asshole.
Yeah. I'm like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I was only throwing up and it was when I had got back from going to a club and I was getting shots poured out of like, they go around and do the shots.
Oh dear gosh.
Yeah.
That does not sound.
I know. So I was
hygienic.
Like, I don't know if I had that as well, but yeah, if you go to Bali, just be careful.
Oh shit. Okay. Everyone.
Anyway, that was my like Mama Mads talk for the week.
Well, do you know what? It came at a good time.
Yeah.
Because I am in fact going to Bali on a last minute getaway.
That's going to be fun though.
I know. So if anyone's over there from May, is it May? Yeah. May 17.
How long are you there for?
Come party at La Brisa on I think the 20th. My boyfriend's playing.
So those are all the updates. Now, what's been on our minds? So much.
What hasn't been on our minds?
So true.
You know what? I say we bring back the stylus. You know those little pens that you used to touch?
Yes.
When I was doing my thing, I was
with
like.
With the Nintendo?
I want a little touch stick.
Yeah.
I think it's a stylus. Is that right?
I don't know.
I haven't said
Sounds
that.
Sounds right.
Yeah, but like the little pad on the bottom that goes.
Did you have a Nintendo with the stick?
Oh, yeah. A pink one.
Did you
one.
Have a pink one? I had the pink one. Oh, my God. I used to love my Nintendo.
Nintendo DS Lite.
And dogs, the dog one?
Yep. I had a Labrador.
Oh, my God.
Very consistent. But did you, like, do you remember when you could, like, send each other chats? Like, you'd scribble things. What was that called?
I don't know.
And if you're within proximity,
you
could
send it.
Send it. Oh, my God.
It's like early Bluetooth. No, not Bluetooth, AirDrop.
Unlocking a memory.
I used to love my Nintendo.
Our next merch will be stylus. We have like girl code customers.
A pink one? That's so cute. Pom-poms,
find our notes.
I love that.
Okay.
Also, if you're watching on video, look how cute my slippers are.
They are so cute. They're pink.
Sorry, it's just like a little random.
Also, if you're watching on video, look how good my socks are.
Oh, that's cute. It's this one's Monday. Inside out too.
Yeah, and a crew sock, not a
free
ankle sock.
Foot content right there for you guys.
Oh yeah, get into that. I think it would be hard for us to avoid this topic because it is our whole For You page.
Sophia Richie.
Yeah, you knew.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with her.
I know you would be.
I am so here for this new trend.
What's it? I don't want to use the term old money aesthetic.
I've been seeing people saying that's like not correct.
I thought we were eating the rich kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, do you see that? Everyone's like, why are we into old money aesthetic? I thought we were eating the rich. I'm so confused.
I just like the, I want to say chicness.
Mm.
Is that the right way to describe it? I don't really know.
I think it's just like slightly more modest, bossy, chic, understated dressing.
Yes, quite.
Silent luxury. Quite that was the luxury, word. Quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet. Our brain cells working together to form.
Quiet luxury.
That's the word.
That's, yes.
Now, how are we feeling towards this shift?
Oh my gosh, I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I feel like I really resonate with this vibe.
Okay. I feel like you've always been a chic girly.
Thanks, doll.
That's okay. Well, not actually. Sorry, lie.
Not always.
Let's take it. If we take away our 18-year-old combat like, face.
If you guys scroll back on my IG.
But fundamentally, we were just young and you always did like, say, okay, you might have been wearing club rat outfits, but on the weekends you were my only friend with like a trench coat is what I'm trying to say. It's like you always like, deep down wanted.
Yes.
We're aspiring and we're working towards.
Yes, and I feel like Sophia Richie is like, she's always been a style icon for me. So many people are like, who is this girl? Like, I didn't even know she was Lionel Richie's daughter. Like, they're so shocked. I'm like, I've been here the whole time.
I knew about her from the
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Scott Justin Disick Bieber phase. Snake yeah. phase, mm-hmm. the Scott Disick phase. Mm-hmm. She really did just lay low and meet her
dream
King
man.
Charming. It's Prince. Her King Charming.
Her Prince Charming. Yeah, and they're so cute now. I've been seeing so many people say as well, like, be the ex that gets married in the south of France with, like, a Birkin bag.
Did you see that south of France in April? Did you see that? Sophia. She got married in April in the south of France. That's why they did it. It was south of France in April to spell out her name.
That is that actually really why?
Yes, Sophia. How the attention to detail.
Wow. Who's the wedding planner? I'd like to save that.
Just like bang that.
Probably need like to sell a couple organs, but that's okay. Yeah,
totally fine.
That's fine. What do you not need? Like a kidney?
Only need one kidney.
Kidney gone.
I have one friend who only has one kidney, which I mean, I guess you are running at like a dicey game, but you don't need it.
What about lung two?
You need two.
Oh, you need two. I thought you could miss a lung.
I feel like you need two.
Oh, okay.
You specifically.
Honestly, I book in for one lung and one kidney and just dies. Dude, anyway. No. But yeah, no, Caitlin and I are just both obsessed with the new Sophia Richie come up quiet luxury era. Mm. I feel like I'm very excited about the direction everything's going.
I think it's just nice to see something different.
Yeah.
You know? It's
exactly. It's a nice little change.
And also Elliot, I just can't. He seems like the biggest sweetie.
Oh my god, did you listen to him do her voiceover?
No.
Oh my god, do you follow her on TikTok?
I think so.
She
I see her
posted
TikTok,
so. A video of him doing her voiceover and he's so cute.
And
I just love them.
The most important thing, and I think this is probably single-handedly why she married him, mm-hmm. he follows two people on Instagram.
Oh my god, what a slay.
One being her and one being his business.
That is just iconic. She's really, she's just winning at life right now.
I want to know if he's always just followed them too, mm. or if there was some big, like, let's lay low, like, mastermind PR before this wedding, or if it genuinely was just really organic and they've just
Oh, no, there's, they've definitely done PR.
Okay, because this just seems too perfect.
No, there's PR for sure.
Because she dropped off the face of the earth, semi. She didn't even have a TikTok account.
No.
And then she's come back with this, like, insane boom.
yeah,
down to it just it could not be fully organic.
I feel I don't know. I mean, I think that's organic. I think the whole coming back, starting her TikTok account over the wedding weekend, that's very, like, that's intentional. They knew what they were doing.
I mean, that was a very fully Vogue
exactly,
exclusive.
Exactly, like, Vogue exclusive, started the TikTok account.
Chanel.
I mean, it's all just so iconic.
Right before the Met Gala.
I am just, is she going to the Met Gala?
I saw whispers that she'd be going with Chanel because of the Vogue and
true
the wedding. It would check out that she would be going.
I feel like she should. She's like killing it right now.
It would be such a letdown if
I'm honestly like a diehard Sophia Richie fan right now.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into her vibe.
I love her vibe.
I love that she just got rid of those silly, silly men.
Mm-hmm.
She leveled up in peace. Mm-hmm. She's dating someone who's not like traditionally famous, like not getting like
that's the
known.
Other thing that I really like. I feel like she's just like she obviously dropped off for ages, did her rebrand, but I feel like it's such a different path than like the Kardashian path. You know, like it's a different fame.
She's not doing like shock value tabloid. She's just laying low.
Laying low, but just slaying.
Becoming an icon.
Yeah. I need to stop saying slaying, but I just, yeah, I don't know.
She is. I even saw a TikTok she posted on her honeymoon and they were playing soccer. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she just like. She hadn't even like brushed her hair. And in the night, that's. I can tell that because I have, I think, the same type of hair as Sophia Richie. It was, like, all frizzy around the sides. Like, she hadn't even got a slick stick out. Like, she was just in love playing soccer with her boyfriend, and she uploaded that to the internet. I would be too scared to upload my hair frizzy like that because I'm so conditioned to think that that doesn't look good. But then I saw her do it, and I was like, do you know what? I can do that. Though she's, like, drop-dead gorgeous, like, a model, like, stunning. Mm. But I was like, oh, my God, Slay, she doesn't – it's not – all super orchestrated.
No.
Seeing that, I was like, oh, this is just genuine.
I think she seems very down to earth. Whatever she's doing, it's giving like down to earth, even though she's like, what, a multimillionaire.
It's down to earth, but now I absolutely need a reality show.
Oh my God, same.
Prediction. PR prediction. 2024. One Direction at a headlining Coachella and Kardashians go off air and Sophia Richie and her husband get their own reality show.
I feel like this has been brewing for such a long time. Like everyone's been saying like the Kardashians are kind of going to go quiet.
Mm.
So we need something else to come up and Sophia, it's your time to shine.
Yeah, like I'm interested. I will probably always watch Kardashians if it's available to me. But I'm a lot less interested. I don't look there for inspo anymore.
Yeah.
I have moved on.
Such a shift. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that are clogging the FYP, Tarte trip.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, it looks fun.
I wish we were invited.
I am a little bit sad that I'm not there. No kidding. It looks amazing. I feel like Tarte is just slaying the PR right now.
Who?
Oh my God. Sorry. I just said slaying again.
No, I like slaying.
No, I say too much now though.
Is it slaying? Like. Slaying the dragon or just, like, slaying.
I say slaying.
But, like, would slaying in past tense be they have slain?
Slayed.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
That was a genuine question.
This is, like, it's Monday. I have
slain. So like, it would be slayed.
Slayed? She slayed that outfit. No, I say slayed.
Yeah, I don't know where I got slain.
Not slain. She slain that outfit.
I think I might just... move along. Yeah.
PR Tarte. Yes. Thoughts.
Obsessed. Mm-hmm. Genius. Mm-hmm. People roasted them for being like insensitive or something last time because like, you know, they're spending so much money. But I think Tarte's thing is they put all of their marketing budget into these trips. Other brands, they're using their marketing budget, boosting your ads, and we're not mad at them, but that's like over, you know. A long period of time. Tarte, like, bank it all. Here you go on these trips, which are crazy.
Crazy trips.
But who would say no to an invite?
Oh
if you
God,
got
no.
invited, are
if
you saying
you
no?
If you get invited, no one's saying no.
You're saying yes.
Saying absolutely.
It looks so fun.
So fun.
And this time I follow Alison Kush. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. And her husband, Isaac, he's an NFL player. Obsessed with her TikTok. She's very funny. Bit like satire about being an NFL wife. Anywho, they invited her husband on the trip and obviously he's a plus one, but they've made him kind of like an influencer on the trip, if that makes sense.
Iconic.
It is so smart. Mm-hmm. I saw that and I was like, you are a genius, because they don't just limit it to makeup influencers. They invite lifestyle. They have like Brianna Chicken Fry. I don't know her actual last name, but she's hilarious. She's a podcaster with pink hair. So like, obviously she's really cool.
My inspo.
I had it first.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, she's got inspired by you then.
Yeah. Obviously.
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 Don't be stupid.
But yeah, just non-traditional, non-makeup influencers. And I think it is so smart because it
gets people talking.
All the For You pages they are getting on. Like my boyfriend, for example, he wouldn't know what makeup brand to buy me in full stop. But if he saw that guy on the trip, his brain would just go to Tarte being good.
Mm-hmm.
So if I make, I want makeup for Christmas, he would probably think to buy Tarte. It is so smart.
Yeah.
They are so smart.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're just inviting makeup girlies, it would only end up on the makeup girlies For You page, and they already know what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywho.
And I feel like they did one with all the makeup girlies.
Yeah.
Wasn't that last one with all the...
I don't know. I'm not too sure, but they should run masterclasses.
Yeah.
In marketing.
Yeah. They definitely are killing it. I only followed two girls on the trip, though, I think, on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, Alex and Ken.
Oh, Kennedy Urick. Yes. I love her.
Yes, I followed those two. That's all I've seen. But
have you seen when Kennedy gets like high and she does King Julian impersonations?
What? No.
Shut up. It is. That is like, I'm so.
On her TikTok?
On her TikTok.
How does that get taken down? Say
she's like high.
What is
but
she?
You look in her eyes and you know she's glistening. She'll be like, King Julian. And she like comes up to the camera. She's like. Oh
my God, stop. I need to watch this.
Do your
I
own love research.
Her. I think she's so funny.
Yeah, I can't do a King Julian impersonation. King Julian. The way
do you remember when I saw King Julian when I was in Mexico? Yeah. That's so weird. That is so weird. I think about that quite often still to this day. I touched King Julian.
Fuck, that was good.
That was so weird. Anyway.
Yeah, but she's like not a makeup girly.
Yeah, no, that's why I was really shocked when I saw her. I was like, wait, what?
But I think that's why it works.
Yes, yeah.
I've actually never used Tarte, and now I want to.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with the – I still use their Shape Tape concealer, like, every day.
Mm-hmm. Just on the topic of marketing, because this is a marketing podcast.
We've got our business girl pants on today.
Yeah, you have a degree.
I have – oh, wait. I have a marketing degree.
I don't.
That's okay.
I'm just commenting.
But you've been giving very good marketing insight today.
Maybe I do have a secret degree.
I feel like you do. Here we are to give you advice. Marketing Here advice. I am. Let's go.
Here I am.
Aileen has one more.
Okay, so Reformation.
Yes.
Ethical, cool girl LA brand, right? Haven't been able to hit the nail on the head on TikTok. Not going viral. Mm-hmm. So what they've done is they've moved over to Reels. And what they're doing is they are finding creators who go viral on TikTok. Let's just say you do a prank video. You prank me. Haha, funny. Millions of views. Reformation would reach out and be like, hey, Maddie, we'll pay you to wear Reformation, refilm that whole thing, and we'll post it on our Reels. And then they're going viral on Reels because you know how everyone who watches Reels doesn't have TikTok, so they're a little bit behind on the joke.
Mm.
You know those memes and they're like people on Reels finding out, blah, 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 like 10 years later.
I need to see these. I want to see the videos.
I haven't seen them with my own eyes. I just saw someone else talking about it because I don't personally watch Reels. I have never scrolled through Reels.
Oh, my God, really? Reels are so different in TikTok.
Yeah, that's the
so
vibe.
So different.
I watch Reels if they come up on my feed. Like, if you posted a Reel, I'm not going to not watch it because it's a Reel. So. But I'm never going on the Reel section and scrolling.
Reels on mine, it's very aesthetic. Instagram to me is still, like, the aesthetic place.
Mm.
TikTok is, like, funny, not aesthetic.
Do you think we'll get to a point where people – Instagram becomes Facebook?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It's hard to know. Because Facebook, except for our community group, sucks.
Facebook is just the older generations on Facebook. No one's doing status updates.
If Facebook
our age.
Gave, I don't remember the last time I posted. I actually updated my profile picture on Facebook. I think it was like a few months ago, but I clicked the option so it didn't notify anyone because I didn't want anyone to see. I just wanted to quickly change it. Mm-hmm. So it would have zero likes.
Do you remember how big, oh my God, this is bringing back memories. Do you remember how big of a deal it would be when you would change it and, like, how many likes you'd get?
You'd wait for the perfect moment, and if it didn't hit 100,
delete.
Social suicide.
My God, this is actually like bringing back some anxiety.
You know, I actually got bullied once by this girl.
Stop it.
She was my old, one of my old best friends. And it was when Tumblr Anon was a thing. And I was like a Tumblr girly, like obsessed. And I wanted to update my profile picture that night. This is, I'm just telling the story. I'm like, this is so stupid. And I was wearing a top. And I looked like I had boobs in the top. And I made a comment at school. And I said, I think I was like 16. Probably 15. And I was like, oh my God, it looks like I have tits in that photo. Hopefully this gets 100 likes. It was a joke. Obviously. I would still say that now. Anyways, and then that one girl, I was with two people. One girl was with me and she sent me anonymous hate about it, saying that she was like, you only wanted to wear that top because you'd get 100 likes. And I was like, I know it was you, bitch, because you were the only person who was there.
That's wild.
And I did get 100. I think it was my first profile picture to crack 100. And it was because my tits are out. I was self-aware from a young age.
Wow.
Tits equals
what a
fake
friend.
Well, we do not speak. I hope she's well. But yeah, if you're listening, I know you're the one who sent me that message. Anywho.
Moving on.
So yeah, it was a big deal.
But yeah, I don't know. Instagram, I mean, I hope not. I still love Instagram. I feel like they need to sort out their algorithm though. I don't know what is going on over there. It's really bad.
I'm only on Instagram, to tell you the truth, to look for like inspo.
Yeah.
Or I have post notifications on for some people I think are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, you know, or like scandalous.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to see what their next thing is.
Yeah.
But apart from that.
See, I really like Instagram because a lot of people I follow like post like, I still like the aesthetic vibe.
Right.
So to me, like Pinterest and Instagram is my vibe.
Mm.
Whereas TikTok, like, is just fun. Like, I think I spend probably more time on TikTok now though.
It's because it's so easy.
It's easy. It's fun, which yeah. I love, but I still really do like Instagram. I just wish if they sorted out the algorithm, it would be great.
Oh, you want it to be like TikTok's more like suggested?
Yes. Okay. Like they've changed something for creators. That is really bad.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
Whereas TikTok for a creator is so much better.
I understand what you mean. But didn't they change their algorithm a few years ago and everyone freaked out because they changed it to more suggested rather than chronological? And then everyone wanted chronological order back. And then they brought it back as an option. Who the fuck uses that? Not me.
Mm.
But then it's like they're still their suggested thing isn't right. It's still only people you follow. And then sometimes you get like a random reel.
I honestly don't know how it works. All I know is like for a creator, like it just is not. To grow anymore. Where it used to be really good with like reels and stuff.
I definitely think TikTok has opened up.
Oh my God, TikTok's the way to grow. I was actually, when I was at coffee yesterday with my friend who works like in marketing, he was saying like TikTok's definitely the way to grow. Like if any of you guys are like aspiring influencers or creators, TikTok.
Agree. And I also just think as a consumer, TikTok's good because it doesn't, you don't have to look for people on TikTok.
Yeah.
They come to you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes unsolicited.
It's very targeted, I think, TikTok. It's like so niche. It's weird.
We've literally said this before, but if you think your man is cheating on me, what you do is you innocently watch his TikTok feed with him. Mm-hmm. That is all. You know, he might not like the photos. He might not, you know, message girls where he like cleans up his tracks.
Mm.
But if all he's getting is, you know,
busty women.
Suggested content on TikTok. Yeah. The algorithm does not lie.
No, it doesn't. I could say one word during the day and it'll just be my whole feed on TikTok. Like, it's so weird.
Dude, one time I was thinking about the fact that I had thrush. I said that, and as I said it, I was like, shut up. I was thinking about having thrush, didn't even voice my thrush concerns, didn't look anything up. And I was just getting suggested,
thrush.
Like, Caniston, Candida diet. I was like, TikTok knew I had thrush before I knew I had thrush.
So it just, I feel like
so
it's
So, yeah,
in
I had
mind.
Thrush. It was a while, though.
Everyone gets thrush.
No, totally.
Do you remember when I got thrush when we were at sea?
Oh, my God. That was, like, aggressive, like, thrush, but because of the location. It was, like, this is the worst place to get thrush
ideal.
Is actually at sea.
Yeah.
In a, anyone's been on sale Croatia? Where there is no showers.
No showers.
No toilet even. No, they don't even want to use the toilet.
No medical supplies.
Our bed was a triangle shaped to the front of the boat. Two of us with our feet would kind of touch.
Bad.
But our heads
Do you
would
remember
be
that
separate.
Video of you coming down?
The only way in and out of the room was
so
through the porthole from
that
the top of the boat.
That was actually hilarious. Wow, what a time.
That was
great. And we ate that cheese.
Yeah, and all we were eating every single day was cheese, and then Maddie contracted thrush.
I also had tonsillitis that trip. I got really sick.
You had so much on.
I had so much on. Do you remember? And I woke you up.
Yeah. I'm
like, uh-huh. Oh, God, the stories we could tell.
And we had to pay some, like, random boat to take us to the island. We had to pay
a boat to take us to the main island. Then we had to find this hospital where they spoke no English.
Oh, my God, we couldn't.
You passed out on the table with the pasta.
Yep, in a Croatian hospital where they only spoke Croatian. And we found the hospital through using signs of a cross. Remember those cross signs on the road? And it was like proper, like we were just following the cross till we got to the hospital. No,
and like keep in mind, I had the worst tonsillitis. Like I was in so much pain.
I was so hungover. I hadn't slept at all.
And that was traumatizing.
I remember being like, are you sure you need to go to hospital? You're like, I cannot. She was like, I can't speak. I was like, are you certain?
I was like, bitch, get up. We are going.
I was like, okay, cool.
No, I feel like you could tell I was serious because I was like, Caitlin.
I know. I woke up to, I was like, oh, fuck this. Trauma. Anyway,
that was just like a random flashback memory. Good times.
You got there because of thrush.
Oh yeah, thrush. Right. It's time for dilemmas.
Da, 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 da.
Our favorite time of the week.
Do you guys like dilemmas?
I love dilemmas.
I love them too.
It's very entertaining.
I just get nervous about doing them.
You, you naughty little minx, need to stop overthinking.
Okay. I just need to loosen up a little bit.
You need to loosen up.
I'm so stiff right now. Okay. I'm from Canada and I was in Australia as a nanny back in 2018. It was my birthday weekend and my girlfriend and I went to Byron Bay for the weekend to celebrate. The second night we were there, I met this guy. He introduced himself as Leo. We smooched and then he invited us back to his. It was me and my friend and like 20 guys and this sexy ass house and we were like, where are we? Wow. Our broke asses were booked in a private room on an Airbnb, so this was a lot to take in. Long story short, I ended up sleeping with Leo. Leo wanted me to stay overnight and cuddle. I said no, and they kind of just nudged us off. Anywho, so I was looking at the Byron Bay story, and I came across Leo's story. But his name wasn't Leo.
Shock.
It was an AFL player from Australia.
Did she actually include the name?
Yes. Again, oh. I'm in my, like, don't sue me era, so.
Okay.
Yup.
Wow.
His name is right there. He has a girlfriend of 5 years at the time of this story. She also called him a cheating ass noodlehead. The DM I sent is still sitting unanswered, calling him out.
I want to see like the DM. Can you write back in? Send it to us.
Send us proof.
Send us proof.
I feel so sick for sleeping with this actual trash bag. So she went on with her live.
Mm-hmm.
They're back from Byron.
Mm-hmm.
And who does she see? Him out for dinner with his girlfriend.
She needs to message the girlfriend.
Right? She did a U-turn and started honking at him. Out for dinner with his girlfriend.
He
bolted out of the restaurant and I was prepared to yell at him and expose his stupid ass, but I didn't. Anywho, it's been 5 years and I still think about this incident all the time. The guilt. I've also wanted to message his girlfriend and tell her. He now has a kid.
Oh.
And to make it worse, he named the child with the top name that she wanted to call her baby. I've still always wanted to DM her, but it's been 5 years. I have a boyfriend now, but I still just carry the guilt. Mm. Thoughts?
I would message her.
It's been 5 years.
Yeah, that's true. You should have done it back then. And they also have a child, which I think is pretty rough. But also, if he did that comfortably, which it sounds like he did, he's probably doing it still to her. Yeah. I feel like I would want to know. I would want to know if that was me. No. I would really appreciate the message.
Also, sorry if I read that really disjointed. It was no offense to the submission writer, but it was really hard to read. So
it was like very passionate when she was typing.
It felt like a rage text to a friend.
Yeah.
And I really just wanted to try and give that story justice, but I am not very good at reading as it is. So that was that.
I think you should honestly message her. And I know it's been 5 years. She probably won't believe you, to be honest. Like if you've got no proof.
Do you have proof?
If you have proof, send it to her. She probably won't believe you. She might plant some doubts in her mind. She probably won't react or do anything to it straight away.
What do you actually think about this though? Okay. So let's just put you into perspective.
Okay.
So you and your boyfriend, this is true, you've broken up, right? And then you guys got back together. So let's just say 5 years ago was when you were together.
Mm-hmm.
When, if someone came to you now and said, John, cheat on you, let's say a year into your a few months into your relationship. But since then, you guys have gone through so much. You've broken up, you've reworked, you've got back together, and now you're at such a good point. Would you want to know about that?
Absolutely.
And would you cut his dick off?
Okay. Caitlin, do you not know me?
No,
at all?
I know, but I'm just.
I would absolutely want to know. I could not. Like, I just know.
Same, because it.
I couldn't do it.
Probably means they're still doing it.
That's what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like, yeah, if he cheated on you, then he probably still, like, if John cheated on me back then, I feel like he probably would still do it again.
True.
Hypothetically, John, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I think I would want to know. I don't know if I would break up with him. I know I probably would.
With a child?
Probably not. If it was like that long ago, I probably wouldn't end it. It would just really plant some seeds in my mind of doubt.
Yeah.
If something happened in future, I think it would be that like finishing push for me then to leave. But I would still want to know regardless.
And there would be so much spyware.
Oh my God. My house would be like covered in spyware.
100%.
Yeah. Like listening devices everywhere.
Also, you know, this is alleged.
Oh yeah. This is all allegedly.
Well, I mean, the reason why I say alleged is for the next part. If you're dating an AFL player.
Oh, yeah.
We do have his name.
We do have his name.
And we have, you know, there are some details of that story.
Wait, can we, do we know who the girlfriend is?
No,
but. Is she tagged anywhere? Can we see?
Let's find her. I can find her.
Let's find her. We don't want to share the name because we don't want to get sued.
We would 100% get sued within the next few hours of this being alive. But. I'll narrow it down to state, Queensland.
Queensland.
If you are dating a professional, I'm not talking he gets paid $200 a week from his club, okay? I'm talking salary, award shows on TV.
Yeah.
If you are, and I can verify this by the name, if you are the exact girlfriend or wife, I actually didn't confirm, I think it's wife. If you
wife?
I think it's wife, is
oh
it?
Oh, my God.
I don't think it. They don't think
I don't think they're married.
Okay, so if you are... that girlfriend and that girlfriend only will we ever confirm or deny. Yeah. And it must be coming from your official Instagram account. I don't care if it's your friend. I don't care if it's your mom. I don't think if it's anyone else. We will not confirm this person's name.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, if this, you're listening to this and you're like, well, my boyfriend went on a suspicious Byron trip 5 years ago and we now have a child and he plays AFL. That rings all the bells.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send you a screenshot of this email and then you can do it that way you will. Mm-hmm. But apart from that.
Do your own research into it.
Apart from that. We'll be moving forward. And this is all alleged.
All allegedly. We have no real proof.
We owe it.
We do have a name. We have a name.
It mustn't be that private. We're not going to share it.
And where there's smoke, there's often fire.
Yeah. So if you're listening, you're like, well, my bestie's boyfriend, husband, child, has a child, shady. You know what I'm saying. Piece it together. Tell her to message us. We'll tell you.
Yeah.
Maddie can. I don't want to be the one. Maddie can send
you. No, that's going to be heartbreaking.
Fine, we'll do it from Gilco and they'll never know which one of us sent it.
Okay. My heart's breaking already.
Do you know what? And
it has to happen, though.
It has to happen.
I have to call these men out.
If the universe aligns this story in the right hands, then it was meant to be. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Meant to be.
Moving on.
Okay, a bit of a Gilco dilemma.
Perfect.
Help, please. I slept with a guy recently who I met off Hinge. I slept with him and I added him on socials before I left his place. I saw that he has mutuals with my best friend. I messaged my best friend and she basically said that she was talking and liked him a while ago. I was like, I didn't know about this. She's like, yeah, I told you a few months ago and now you've slept with him, full stop.
Oh, bitch.
One. Oh, there's dot points. One, I have no vivid memory of having this conversation. Two, my best friend is exclusive with another guy at the moment. Three, if I had remembered known about this prior to going over, I would never, capital letters, have done such a thing. The guy said that there was no emotional feelings about this and the last time they spoke was in 2021. She won't forgive me now and I'm so broken.
Oh my God, this is a shit situation.
A tricky situation.
And why I say that is because I feel like we're both of the same bad memory variety.
Absolutely.
And... when I first heard this question, I put it into us and I could see how it could have potentially happened. Two best friends who share everything. Mm-hmm. That was years ago. Mm-hmm. And if that guy, for example, if I had hooked up with someone just in passing a few years ago And they were never important enough to my life to have become like a star figure.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't dating. We just had sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot about them. And you never met them when we were seeing each other. That's so unfair.
I agree. I think the circumstances surrounding it means that I don't think you've done anything wrong as the friend.
No. You're genuinely serious.
Like, they haven't spoken for years.
Yes.
She's with someone else.
Yes.
You genuinely forgot because it was years ago. They obviously, it was like a one-time thing or very, like, not a long-term thing. I feel like that's super unfair of her to be mad at you over that.
I think I'm just using us as an example, but I think if I had introduced you to the man, slept with him, spoken to him, whatever, introduced a man to you as someone that I'm even remotely interested in my life, no. You never even met him. He wasn't even that much of a character.
That's different. Yeah. That's different though. Like if you'd been hanging out all together with this guy, you'd known him for a long time, you'd all been around each other, you knew that she liked him, all of these things, different story. And if it was very fresh, totally different story. But you said that in the message that she would, if she had known about it, she would never have done that, which is respect. That's girl code. You don't do that.
No, this but just this seems is like different. An honest mistake.
This is an honest mistake. You can't keep track of people from years ago sometimes, especially if she was just having some fun.
If there's no emotional connection. He wasn't even important enough to have met your best friend.
Exactly.
You cannot hold on to that.
You cannot. And it's unfair. It's unfair of your friend to make you feel guilty for that.
This just seems a bit like, oh, I called dibs in 2021. Yeah, like
2 years ago I had one time thing with this guy. You can't touch him. That's unfair.
Of course it is kind of awkward now for you as well. Like if you did actually like this guy moving forward, you know he has slept with your best friend. But which, I mean, for some people might be a problem. For me, like, yes, it definitely would be. I'd be like, that's so fucking weird now.
Yeah.
But if you're not trying to move forward with him and date him, was she? She wasn't, was she? She was just upset that she's lost her friend.
I think so, yeah.
If it was just like a bit of this, bit of that, the friend needs to get over it.
You can't like control everyone and you can't control like what people, who people sleep with.
Haha, hilarious.
It's funny.
But not funny if she had genuine feelings, had introduced him.
You had all hung out several times. That's not funny.
Yeah, you can't pull the amnesia card when you've met him.
Yeah. I didn't know.
I do not recall.
Were you guys together? That's so weird. I had no idea.
Yeah, I think that's weird. But, you know, sometimes the dating pool gets small and there is going to be crossovers. But I think, especially since she's with someone else now, you never met him. He was so irrelevant that you forgot about him. I think she's just being a bit territorial.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just
hopefully she just, if you give her some space, hopefully she just can realize that she's been a little bit silly.
And it was a genuine mistake.
I think she might have, maybe she just found out and was like, oh, that's really weird and, like, got a bit worked up over it. But hopefully she can simmer down.
I think, yeah, tell her what you told us and be like, I genuinely didn't remember. Have I ever done this to you before? Unless it's something you do often. But, like,
could you say, like, if it is gonna, like, I don't ever have to see him again.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Move on. Yeah, like, are you trying to date this boy? I've got some follow-up questions. Send us some updates. I would like to know.
Also, sorry, speaking of updates.
Yo.
Sorry. What's up, homie?
What's up, bro?
Do you remember the incest phase we went through? Yes. Whoa. What did that so wrong? We didn't go through it.
Don't clear that.
Remember when there was a period of time where people were sending us in a lot of incest questions?
Yes.
One of the girls who
wrote back in.
Yeah, was he in love with his cousin?
His sister.
His sister.
Was in love with him?
Yeah.
I know the one.
There was a full A4 page of updates.
What happened?
It was basically just reinforcing that to make things like they definitely are in love.
Well, I saw some people saying that's quite common for the sister to fall in love with the older brother.
Who's that guy? Fraud? I don't know how to pronounce Freud. Fraud, you know who I'm talking about if you know, but he had all these crazy theories.
Mm.
And one of them was that men fall in love with, like, their mom. And, like, that's where, like, that came from.
We've spoken about this before.
Yeah, he kind of created all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this would be right up his alley.
Yeah.
There's a lot he probably has.
Sister falling in love with the older brother. Yeah. Still weird.
Still weird, but, yeah, I'm not going to read out all the updates because I don't want it to become too specific to a person and then
I also don't want people to associate girl code with incest.
Yeah, it's like, but also feel free to keep sending them over.
Oh, please do.
I love it when we get a little, like, extra info. Yeah. Oh, sorry. One more update for everyone.
What?
Remember the Monster Energy Servo guy?
Kyle.
Wait, his name actually Kyle? What? Oh, what the guy who was cheating on him.
What?
Did you just, when I said Monster Energy, did you assume his name was Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because no, we were talking about the city the Kyle of Kyle. Conference. Yeah.
Do your own research on the Kyle conference being held in the city of Kyle.
If anyone is a Kyle, seriously, Google it.
But we won't worry about that. I don't think there's a big Kyle demographic on here.
No.
But that lady who was 37 weeks pregnant and her boyfriend was cheating on her, do you remember that? With escorts. He was trying to call escorts. Yes. And we were like, fuck that, you should go. Everyone, in case anyone's wanting updates, she stayed with him and they worked through it. So
okay.
I'm not going to read out the whole update.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, so, well, that's good for them.
Apparently having the baby was a big wake-up call for him.
Good. I'd still be installing some spyware.
Look, spyware, but I'm happy that, you know, a family stayed united. Yeah. And if they can work through it, that's fabulous.
No, that's great. People can work through things.
But yeah, that's all the updates I have from the dilemmas. But we read them. We don't always share them because it can be a bit too personal. But
oh, yeah. We do read them. So that is it for this week's episode. We hope you guys have enjoyed it.
Hope we didn't start too many rumors.
We definitely have probably, like, spiraled some girls out there who are in Queensland with dating an AFL player.
Yeah. Also, if you are and you're like, don't want to come off as crazy, but that could be my boyfriend, I'm not going to tell anyone that you are. So if you just want to send a profile, I'll say no.
Oh, God, absolutely.
Yeah. We'll still, if it's not them, we'll reply and say, no, it's not. So send them over. But send only if you're actually their girlfriend will I reply to you.
Housekeeping of the week. If you guys would like to go follow us on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook community page, it's all at Girl Code the podcast. And also download this episode because it really helps.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
And we will see you guys next Tuesday after this episode. Hang on.
You know what that stands for?
I do know what that stands for. No, we'll see you on Thursday for this episode. But after this one, we'll see you on Tuesday. Is that right?
Yeah, I kind of like saying that. Like, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.